Oh, Cecil, you won't believe this, but I've just found out that I can draw.
That you can draw?
Yeah. I never did try before.
What do you mean, draw? You mean pictures?
Yes, with a paintbrush. Oh, Cecil, I'm awfully clever. I stayed up nearly all last night drawing pictures.
Aw, heck, that's nothing. I thought you could really do something new.
Well, it's new to me. I never did draw pictures before, even in kindergarten.
Oh, anybody can draw. That's easy.
Well, Uncle Thomas can. He can't draw a straight line.
Well, who wants to draw a straight line anyhow? There's no percentage in doing that.
I was going through my trunk last night, and I found some old watercolors. I don't know how they happened to be there.
Maybe Santa Claus left them.
So I didn't have anything to do, so I got some water.
And took a bath.
And I started painting some pictures on my writing paper. And Cecil, why, some of the pictures would surprise you.
I'll bet they would.
Cecil, some of them were so realistic that I couldn't believe that I had painted them. Oh, they're awfully good.
What'd you paint? Flowers?
Isn't that funny that I didn't know how good I was with paints until last night? I've decided to study now and become a great watercolor painter.
Well, if you're so good already, why should you bother to study?
Well, I think I could learn a little. There are some things I don't know.
Oh, is it possible that there's one thing that you don't know?
Oh, yes, Cecil. Well, there are three or four things that puzzle me, and so I'll have to learn.
Who's going to teach you how to learn how to paint?
Oh, I'll teach myself. All the great artists teach themselves.
Oh, so you're not a great artist yet, huh?
Well, not quite. You see, I just started painting last night, but I'm going to look at things now and remember how they look so I can put them on paper.
I'll bet you won't even be speaking to me in a year's time.
Oh, yes, I will, Cecil. No matter how great I become or how famous, I'll always remember my friends.
That's fine. I feel better now.
Oh, Cecil, you don't know what it means to have something on your mind and then be able to paint it on paper.
Well, that's a new angle.
It's so inspiring. I just love self-expression.
What's that, if anything?
Oh, it's just something, a feeling. You can't explain it.
Ah, Sally, you're kidding yourself. Why, anyone can paint with watercolors.
Oh, no, they can't, Cecil. Do you know how many pictures I painted last night?
No. I don't know how much writing paper you had.
I painted about 50 beautiful scenes of lakes in the moonlight, and, well, I painted until I used up all the watercolors that I found.
Oh, anyone can paint a lake. You just dab some blue on the paper and call it a lake.
Yes, but I put in boats and seagulls and everything.
Oh, they don't have seagulls on lakes. They stay on the ocean.
Well, there are gulls on my lake and beautiful clouds and everything.
Why didn't you paint something hard like...
Something hard? Well, I did. I painted one picture of a brick house with smoke coming out of the chimney.
What'd you do with all these pictures? Did you throw them away?
Oh, no, I saved them. They'll be worth something someday when I'm famous.
Yeah, that's right. Save them. You might get cold sometime and want to start a fire.
Oh, you're just jealous. That's what's the matter with you.
Oh, what should I be jealous of? You're no Maxfield Parrish yet.
Oh, but I will be. Oh, Cecil, I'm terrible good.
Oh, yes. I'll bet you are terrible.
Cecil, the things I drew last night were so clever. Goodness, I couldn't believe I did them. It scares me to think that I've had this wonderful gift all the time.
Well, now that you've found out how good you are, what are you going to do about it?
Well, I'm going to get some more watercolors and keep on painting.
Oh, you used them all up last night?
Yes. I got my hands all dirty, too, but those little things don't count. A big artist doesn't mind getting dirty.
Oh, no. That's the way lots of them make money.
I spoiled a dress of mine, too, I guess, but I don't care.
What did you do? Use it to wipe your brushes on?
No. I thought I'd paint some flowers around the bottom of the hem, but I don't know. I guess it wasn't the right kind of goods because it didn't work very well. Wasn't my fault. I made the flowers pretty, but they sort of ran together.
You have got it bad. No fooling.
Come on, Cecil. I have some of my pictures in the other room. I'll show them to you.
Will you autograph one and give it to me?
Yes. I'll let you pick out whichever one you want.
Oh, Sally, you're too big-hearted. Someone will take advantage of you someday.
I know it. But I can't help it. I've always been big-hearted.
Where have you got these masterpieces? Locked in a safe?
No. Now, let's see. Now, where did I put them? Oh, goodness, I've been so excited I can't remember. I think they're in this table drawer here.
Well, think of what a loss it would be to the world if you can't find them.
Yes, that's what I was thinking. I don't care about myself.
Are they there?
Yes, here they are. There. Now let's sit down and I'll show them to you.
Yes, we better sit down. They're liable to floor me when I see them.
You're going to be awfully surprised. You won't believe I did them, but I did all by myself. Here, now sit down.
All right. Now let's see the brainstorms.
All right. Now this, see? This is the first one I painted. Here.
Oh, this is the first. Hmm.
Isn't it good, Cecil?
Yeah, that's darn good.
Oh, I'm so glad you like it.
Oh, I like it, but what is it?
What is it?
Yeah, what's it supposed to be?
Why, it's a picture.
Of what?
Well, stupid, can't you see? It's a picture of a mountain.
Well, what's this business right here?
Oh, that? Well, that's one of the things I have to learn. It sort of ran together there. Watercolors are funny that way.
What's the man doing on top of the mountain with his arms and his hands spread out?
Where's the man, Cecil?
Here.
Oh, Cecil. Goodness, you're not very smart. Why, that's a tree. Anybody can see that.
Oh. Well, let's see another one.
All right. Now, here's another good one. This is a picture of Europe.
Oh, how could you paint pictures of European scenes when you don't know what they look like?
Well, I used my imagination. All great artists do that.
Yeah, you're right. This takes imagination. Explain this one, too.
Why, there's nothing to explain.
Did somebody get hurt here? What's all this red here for, and this X mark?
Cecil, don't you know anything? I'm surprised at you. That's a picture of the Red Sea. The Red Sea. You've heard of that?
Oh, the Red Sea. Yes, I've heard of it. It sure is red, too, isn't it?
Well, I couldn't very well paint it green.
Oh, look, I recognize something. This is the moon up here.
No, that's the sun.
Oh, well, how come it's half yellow?
Well, I ran out of yellow paint there, so I couldn't finish yet.
It's a good thing you didn't run out of red paint. You couldn't have filled in the sea.
Yes, but I would have used some other color or put a boat in the place to fill it up. You have to be able to think of things like that.
Oh, boy, what a job you've done. Got any more?
Yes. Here are some animals. I drew nearly all the animals. I was going to draw an elephant, but I didn't have enough paint or a big enough piece of paper. Well, here's the first animal. Like it?
Ha ha. Well, you made a mistake on this one.
I did not either. That's perfect.
Well, since when do you put horns on a horse? It's a cow that has horns.
Oh, smarty. That isn't a horse. It's a reindeer, so there.
Oh. Give me another. Good grief, what's that?
Well, that's sort of imaginary. It's a sort of impression, you know, futuristic. It's a picture of an emotion.
Oh, how the heck can you paint a picture of an emotion?
Oh, it's easy. That's how you paint it, just like that one you have in your hand.
Is this a picture of a bilious feeling?
No, it's a picture of hate. It's hate. See all the loud colors?
So that's a picture of hate. Well, you could fool me. Is that the way hate looks on paper?
Yes, you get a sort of feeling and then paint it.
Oh, you sure must have felt bad last night.
Well, Cecil, what do you think of them?
Do I have to say?
Yes. But I know they're good before you say so. I don't want to seem conceited, but they are.
What are you going to do with all these pictures, Sally?
Why, Cecil, I'm going to set the world on fire.
Well, if you're going to set the world on fire, you'll have to paint hotter pictures than these.
What do you mean, Cecil?
Oh, Sally, they're awful. You know it.
Well, Cecil, I thought they were good, aren't they?
No. Come on, give up the idea of becoming a painter, Sally.
But I like it, and they're good now.
No, they're punk. Come on, let's go for a ride and bend her.
Well, I'm going to study anyhow, and they are pretty. At least the colors are pretty, and, well, I like them if you don't, so there.